We can't expect almost anything from these promises based on the fact that since the Muslim Brotherhood managed to take over power in Egypt, there was no single serious investigation or serious engaging with the problems, different political problems, including sectarian conflict. So there's no single sign that makes us optimistic regarding his promises, I'm afraid.
According to some reports, it was live television coverage of the funeral inside the cathedral that sparked the violence because worshippers were chanting, "Down with Brotherhood rule." What, in your opinion, sparked the violence on Sunday?
There are different dimensions of what happened. We can't deny the political dimension. Egypt's economic situation is dramatically declining. There are some impactful strikes, such as the strikes of the railway stations in Egypt. And the huge impact of such measure was covered or buried under the news coming from the attack on the Patriarchal Cathedral. But also, the street in Egypt is really congested, and there is real sectarian violence. We can say that Muslim Brotherhood and Freedom Justice Party, in particular, are not helping in making it better. So we could say that it bursted on the surface, but it exists potentially. Every week there are some news about sectarian conflicts and people are forced to leave their houses throughout Egypt. But, of course, when it comes to the Patriarchal Cathedral, the Papal Residence, the cameras and the press will cover it much better than anywhere else. What happened is based on fundamentalism in Egypt has been dramatically increased. People are, unfortunately, getting more and more fanatic. And the reason is the irresponsible religious media that helps in making it worse.
Are cops more or less under threat under Mohamed Morsi's rule?
It is a complicated issue because the situation under Mubarak's regime was not that great. Cops suffered from sectarian violence, and unfortunately, also under Mubarak's regime, no one was suited or dragged to court. So what's happened under Morsi's regime is a natural development of the irresponsible increase of the sense of fundamentalism in media in Egypt during Mubarak's era. An Islamic regime will have a rather negative impact on the long run because Muslim Brotherhood, through their literature and writings, it's clear that they have an agenda to change the education materials, media and other channels of education towards a clearer fundamentalist agenda. So this will have its effect on the long run, I'm afraid. This is a natural development of the collapse and failure of Mubarak's regime in resolving the sectarian problem in Egypt.
Many Coptic Christians in Egypt talk of leaving the country. Do you think we're likely to see a mass exodus?
Well, this is happening now. I heard from friends in the United States and other activists in Coptic parishes in Germany as well. They've been telling me that churches have been overflown with families immigrating, seeking asylum. What's happening now in Egypt has accelerated the rates of immigration. For example, Shubra is one of the famous districts in Cairo with the high rate of Coptic residents. A friend of mine has told me that most of his friends have already been applying to migration towards different countries. So I think that this is taking place and it is growing. What's happening in Egypt now is simply accelerating it.
What do you think Mohamed Morsi needs to do in order to make Coptic Christians feel more secure?
It is not difficult to do that. Morsi needs to bring justice. The sectarian events that took place since March 2011, they all happened and no one was tried. No one was sentenced to prison. Nothing happened. I think Morsi needs to bring justice back to life in Egypt. Copts need to feel that they are backed by their government. Also, he needs to be more committed to the international agreements that he signed. If he really seeks fund and support of the West, he needs to be more committed to the human rights agreements that Egypt signed. And he has to stop using the very same measure that Mubarak used to do.